Danny Widler just around the corner. Just from Brett Brown, we spoke about coaches being under the pressure in the AFL with Rocket before. Brett Brown has been sacked by the Philadelphia 76ers, and he says this: in 2013, I was employed to lead one of the most dramatic rebuilds in professional sports history. The past 7 years, our players and coaches have evolved and grown, and I have deep appreciation for the 102 players I've coached. I'm grateful for my coaching staff and their dedication to our common goal, whilst also proud to see three of my former assistants now deservedly NBA head coaches and one a major college head coach. I'd like to thank the ownership group led by Josh Harris, David Blitzer, former GM Sam Hinkie, the 76ers' historic alumni, our passionate fans, and finally, current GM Elton Brand, who I coached and worked for. He's a high-character talent that the 76ers are fortunate to have. I sincerely wish him, the players, and the next coaching staff my very best in their pursuit of an NBA championship. Thank you, Philadelphia. Respectfully, Brett Brown on his exit. Classy,
very classy
finish. Very classy finish from Brett Brown.
You would imagine he would get another job somewhere else.
Well, no, they're looking for a coach in Tasmania.
Yeah, I think he might possibly get another NBA job.
I'm not sure, but he's got a couple of million on the contract still to be paid out, so he's got some time to think about it if he likes. Speaking of coaches and pressure and payouts, Danny Widler is the chief NRL reporter with Channel 9 and joins us for all the latest in the NRL. Does a great job for us, and he's back again. Danny, good morning.
Morning, gents.
Now, I started that with the Brett Brown news. What's the situation with Anthony Seibold at the Brisbane Broncos? Because there was some unbelievable feedback from one of the part owners last night, which you spoke about on Twitter. This is from Phil Murphy, one of the private shareholders of the Broncos. It's like having a cancer and it's not been cut out. If you don't treat the cancer, you die. And I don't want to see the Broncos die. Now, he's referring to Anthony Seibold. What the hell's going on?
Look, this character is a part owner of the Broncos. I think he owns 22%, and he's often neglected by the Broncos in any decision-making process they have. And obviously, he's peeved with everything that's gone on. I think he's chosen his words particularly badly, but the message that he's trying to get across, obviously, is that Seibold has to go, and he is going. He just said it in a very poor way, in a disrespectful way, and one which I'm sure he would regret.
Yeah, that's a horrible, horrible message to be sending, regardless of the position of the club or the tenure of the coach. It's a horrible thing to do. So is he he's sort of in back scenes from the decision-making, but is he a prominent NRL person?
No, but he is a 22% owner of the Broncos,
yeah.
So he probably would like to be, given the amount of power he's got at the Brisbane Broncos club, but he's largely looked over in a lot of the things the Broncos do.
Right. So the Seibold situation, he's on the way. When is that happening?
Well, Anthony Seibold has rocked up at Brisbane HQ today. He's out of his COVID situation, and he's turning up to work. Obviously, though, the days and hours are very limited. He has been offered $1 million by the Broncos to go now, and they're saying, well, if that doesn't get taken up, they're just going to sack him. Then things will get ugly. Look, I think Anthony Seibold's probably got about $3 million owed to him on his contract, or around that figure.
Wow.
And I can understand that he's digging in if he's only going to get $1 million. When I say only, I mean that's a lot of money, but in comparison to what his contract says, it's not that much money. I think they'll come to some kind of settlement, hopefully in the next few hours, maybe 24 hours, and the terrible reign of Anthony Seibold will be over, because it's been a very poor coaching reign. There's no way to sugarcoat it. The Broncos are at their worst point in their history as a playing group and as a team, and Anthony Seibold is going to have to pay that price. But however, I don't think he should be alone in that situation, because the people who appointed him to this very poor deal really need to be made accountable as well. And I'm talking about board members, chairman, CEO. They should probably follow Anthony Seibold out the door.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Look, too often, the people that make these calls and then act on them very, very early are let go and just allowed to continue on with their positions. But just we were talking before about the purge in the AFL at the moment, Danny, with footy department caps and spending opportunities, and the fact that there are now coaches being told they won't be involved next year at sort of assistant level and development level. So there's no money in the game. Is that the same in the NRL? The clubs feeling that same level of financial pressure just due to the current climate?
Oh, it's worse in the NRL.
So I know that
the situation's not great, you know, and I think that the paying out of coaches across the board is a real issue for the game. It's pretty irresponsible for clubs to be putting themselves in that kind of situation. And I mean, we're talking, you know, with Seabold, millions of dollars. It's a lot of money in this situation. And when people are losing their jobs, obviously in society, but also throughout the game of rugby league, and it's not pleasant. I think there are going to be cutbacks in rugby league as well coming up. So it's a very delicate situation.
Because whilst the rain hasn't been overly successful, he's been treated appallingly, hasn't he, recently?
Oh, look, the social media treatment of Anthony Seibold has been terrible. And he's had to endure things that nobody really should have to go through. But in this day and age, sometimes this sort of rubbish happens. In terms of treated appallingly elsewhere, look, I think if we're judging him purely as a professional, he hasn't lived up to what the Broncos need and what the Broncos wanted. And I think that I think there are real doubts about his coaching future going forward. And that's why he probably needs a significant payday now, because I don't know whether he's going to end up in a head coaching role anytime soon after this.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing story, and that conversation, or that comment last night from that shareholder, was staggering. So we needed to touch base with you because you are the latest. You're the first with the latest, as always, Danny. Look forward to reading and hearing more about it on Channel 9 with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.